Nutella. Planters Gourmet Mixed Nuts. Those fancy chocolate balls and the golden wrapper with the crunch in the middle, Ferrero Rocher. What do these have in common? Hazelnuts. That's right, hazelnuts. They're delicious. They're the round ones. And in case you guys didn't know, the best hazelnuts are actually grown in the state of Oregon. At least that's my opinion. But recently, there's been a major surge in the planting of hazelnuts in Oregon, which has been made possible by the release of Eastern Filbert Blight resistant hazelnut cultivars. See, these hazelnut cultivars have been bred specifically for resistance to this devastating fungal pathogen, as well as with superior nut quality, as well as improved growth habits. As more and more growers are recognizing the potential that hazelnuts have for as a low input, high return crop, it's becoming more and more apparent that there are limitations and gaps in our knowledge in how to effectively manage issues such as plant nutrition, irrigation, insect pests, and diseases. One of these other diseases is called bacterial blight. Bacterial blight in hazelnuts is not new to Oregon. It's actually been there ever since hazelnuts were first planted in the state. And it's now recognized as an impactful disease worldwide. Bacterial blight in hazelnuts mainly affects young trees between 1 and 4 years old, and symptoms will appear as leaf lesions, necrotic buds, dieback of emerging shoots, and as infection worsens, cankers will form that can either girdle the tree, killing it entirely, or stunt the growth, delaying production. There's been no new research on bacterial blight since about the mid-70s when Eastern Filbert blight was introduced to Oregon and really eclipsed bacterial blight as the main economically impactful disease. So in our research, renewing the bacterial blight research, we have characterized the causal pathogen and evaluated the phylogenetic relationship of isolates obtained in Oregon to isolates from around the world. We have evaluated the progression of the disease in commercial orchards as well as under artificial inoculations and used that information to evaluate these new Eastern Filbert blight resistant cultivars for their response to bacterial blight. With this work, we are also engaging in outreach with growers to raise awareness on how to identify and manage this disease, and really just increase the options in the fight against bacterial blight. Thank you.